Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation, guys, where we jump in and dive into the conversation and the interview we just had. And today, yes, I record these on the same day. Otherwise, I then get a notice from my podcast team that they need the follow-up. And I'm like, oh yeah, I got to jump on and do that. And I'm just freshest right after the interview. So I really, in all transparency, because we talked so much transparency on this this interview I just did with Anna, but in all transparency, really wanted you to know that yes, today, I say today because I just did that interview. So I had the opportunity to be connected with Anna Burrell. And when I get these connections frequently, actually, with this podcast opportunity and putting it out into the world that there are women that I need to be connected to that need to tell their entrepreneurial journey or want to tell their entrepreneurial journey. And so being connected to Anna was always the 15 minutes. So I'm going to give you a little process on this as well. The 15 minutes is what I do to connect with the person prior to the interview, just to kind of give them a lowdown of what the podcast is going to be like and how this is going to work out. And then, you know, just kind of see who they are or hear who they are, just, you know, kind of get a vibe, I guess, you know, and lean into, you know, what is the connection? You know, what are we going to talk about? Every single woman gets an opportunity to be on the podcast. So it's not a check or, you know, is this person qualified or is this person going to be a good fit? There is none of that because I honestly believe in leaning into that they were connected to me or I was connected to them for a reason. Their story needs to be told. And however that story comes out is their story and the podcast interview is for that story to have a platform. So with that, I was connected to Anna Burrell. And she has Twigs and Co. And I immediately knew that she had a level of depth to her. And she has a story. And I connected with something. I could feel the connection of something there. But again, it's a 15-minute call. So I don't really know exactly all the ins and outs. I usually get to hear mostly about the business or, you know, what they've created, where they are at this moment in time. And so that gives me kind of a little bit of background or a little bit of thought to run through, or I can check them out too if there's things I want to check out. And truth be told, I do not actually stalk anybody or check it out because I want it to be 100% natural. I want the connection to be heard authentically when I get to hear it and have the questions come up naturally when I'm hearing it. So that's what makes this podcast different. But with Anna, there is a desire. She has a deep desire to want to make an impact in the most efficient way possible, but yet the most real, the most transparent way. I'm fishing for words a little bit because if you listen to that podcast episode, you will know what I'm talking about because there is depth, there's layers that we just kept uncovering and we just kept talking about. And it started running into a little bit more of the personal side and a little bit more of, you know, how the entrepreneurial journey is so intertwined with our private personal lives that her experiences fascinate me to begin with because she has some wildly amazing experiences being in the entrepreneurial game from early on. Her parents were entrepreneurs. Her father was an entrepreneur. And so the experiences she was able to be a part of helped, you know, frame her for the experiences later on down the road that she's going to experience as an entrepreneur. But the level of depth that she's taken to the thinking side of being an entrepreneur and what change she wants to make, where she wants to go with this, how she wants to present this to the world is the spirit of an entrepreneur. And every one of you guys, I know you guys embody this. I know this is so very real, because you wouldn't even be listening to this podcast if that message itself, the message of the podcast, didn't resonate with something. You guys are listening to this because there is something underlying that we want to move. We want to change. We want to bring to the world. And the only thing that keeps coming to my mind is really for a, just kind of a stripping back of everything we've been conditioned for so many decades, especially since the manufacturing eras, where I'm going to say it really became probably much more direct, that we had to have an image and success needed to be an image. And this is what it looked like. And then obviously, you know, generations would shape what that success looked like. I ask in a lot of my interviews, how do you define success? Because I want to hear from other people what their definition is. Because again, in the intro episode, episode number one for this podcast, I really talk about the fact that success is different for someone else than it is for me. And I cannot project my desire or my level of success or perceived success onto another woman entrepreneur. It's not right. It's not fair. There's enough of that crap going on out there. But what I really want to see more women do is to embrace where they are right now. And Anna does a really good job of finally feeling into that's okay. And finally feeling into the fact that the self-acceptance of where you are in this particular moment, where you are personally, where you are as an entrepreneur, the self-acceptance of that at this particular moment is all that matters, because you're going to continue with your purpose. You're going to continue to move on. But we are in a whole different world as far as what we can accomplish and the jobs that we've created, what that looks like now. We touched on that in the interview as well. That it's not, this is not the entrepreneurial space of 10, 20, 30 years ago. It's not the same. And it's not going to be the same. And it needs to not be the same. But we do not also need to hold ourselves up to a metric that this is what it needs to look like now either. So we have to move away from all of that. But I believe that you guys are. I believe that my guests do. I believe that there is a deeper desire to be the change makers, to be, you know, the catalyst for that movement inside of what your purpose is for your business. So I appreciate you guys listening to my thoughts on this interview and, of course, my little ramblings. But I also appreciate the fact that you are moving forward. You are doing your thing. You are taking on the good days and you're taking on the struggles and you're taking on the wins, and you are embracing that being an entrepreneur and being a woman in business is what you make it, because that's where you are and it's your business. And nobody gets to determine what that looks like or what that is supposed to look like or how that is supposed to be perceived. Nobody gets to do that. That's you. You own that. So stand in it. And own it, because it's freeing. And don't forget to go check out Anna's links. I'm fascinated at what she's doing and her transparency and her ability to be vulnerable and real and let the interview cross over between personal and entrepreneurial. I appreciate that. So you guys check it all out. Check out, if you want to have any further conversations, please reach out to her or reach out to myself and I'll connect you, or we can carry on a conversation as well. And as always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.